What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. It's me, your boy, Carlos Perez, co-host
Miguel Vasquez.
And we're here for another episode, episode 25. If you haven't heard of us before, talk about video games, TV shows, movies, all that life stuff that we do. But nonetheless, if you're listening to us on YouTube, you can also find us on Audacity, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Audio Boom. I think the first one I said was Audacity. There's something else we're missing, but nonetheless, this is episode 25. Mike, what have you been doing?
The usual, mostly designing, sculpting, or digital sculpting. You know, everything that's going on, you know, the virus and stuff like that, you know. Stores seem to be really packed, man. Like I needed toilet paper, like 2 days ago. I needed toilet paper, and then, like, I guess it was, like, all, like, empty, you know. Shelves were empty and stuff like that. And I just think it's, like, just a fluke, you know. Just, like, just, you know, I guess... I just feel like people are just taking it too seriously. But other than that, like, my week's been good, you know.
But, anything interesting?
Well, I finally played my Switch after a while, you know. Like, I charge it, but, you know, I have my other, like, little tablet to, like, sculpt on. So, like, I choose which one do I want to use. Do I use a tablet when I'm in bed, when I'm about to go to sleep? I use either my tablet or the Switch. And I'm like, instead of playing, you know, video games on the Switch, I could be, like, you know, just improving my sculpting skills on the tablet. So, pretty much use my tablet. But, yeah, I use it for a bit to play Mario Kart. And that's about it, you know. Yeah, but...
That's the only interesting that happened these past 2 weeks?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, with the news, you know, with everything that's going on right now. Mm-hmm. It's been, like, whatever week, you know.
Okay. Let's see, only interesting that I could think of is that just work should be calming down a little bit more, so we should be doing consistent more podcasts, but nonetheless, I always say that, but I got locked out of my truck.
You did?
Yeah, I was at the gas station putting in gas in the truck, I locked the doors, and I closed the door, and as soon as, like, I'm walking into the gas station to go get snacks and stuff, I, like, check my pockets, because I always do.
Yeah.
Phone, wallet, keys.
Yeah.
I did it. And I was like, "Keep, fuck."
Wait, you don't have the alarm?
Yeah. No, I don't have a remote to the truck. Yeah, I locked myself out of the truck, dude. And when I called AAA, I was probably calling for like 25 minutes, dude, no joke. And then I realized I was calling AAA out of state of California.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? Why do they even have this number on a fucking California membership?
Yeah.
Whatever. So I fucking called the right number. I connected to someone in like 5 minutes. And they told me that he wouldn't be there for like another hour and 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then, no joke, as soon as I got off the phone, it said, your driver is on the way. Should be there in 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, nice. Hell yeah. He came, fucking popped the door open in like 2 minutes, and I was on my way.
How did he do it, though? Did he...
He like has like a little squeegee that pries the door open a little bit. Yeah. And then he sticks in like a little airbag, you know, like those little pumps that they do on your arm test your blood or... feel your blood circulation.
He pumps
the blood in my truck. He pumps it open, and then like he gets like a little stick rod and presses the unlock button, and that's it
for sure.
And then after that happened, he was like, all right, have a good night. I was like, that's it. He was like, that's
no
it
tip. No tip.
Some
hot Cheetos, some talkies.
But yeah, I got locked out of my truck. Let me see. I've been playing, started Doom 2016.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I finally went further than I was, and I thought I was pretty far.
Yeah.
I was not far.
What am I on?
I'm barely on the third mission still.
God.
I haven't played it since that day I texted you. But I've been wanting to play it. For sure, I'm going to probably beat it this weekend before Doom Eternal. That's my goal.
Yeah.
Beat Doom.
Told me, like, through text, like, oh, I hopefully it gets harder. I'm all like, oh, yeah, it will get hard.
Dude, but. So Doom Eternal's soundtrack got delayed. It's not releasing with the game.
Fuck, for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, the soundtrack will be in the game, but obviously, like, but, like, the soundtrack itself, by itself, is not releasing the same day as the game.
Is that, like...
Because I got an email from my collector's edition. It says, we just got notified by Bethesda that the Doom Eternal soundtrack would not be included in your collector's edition.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's kind of whack.
It is.
Like, damn, that sucks. But they said to compensate that they'll give us Doom 2016 soundtrack instead. And then when Doom Eternal soundtrack is released, they'll email us, and then they'll send us the digital copy.
For sure.
So they're just notifying us it's getting delayed.
For For sure.
But yeah. Yeah, I've been playing Doom. I fucking love it. What else? I've been playing. Started playing the new Call of Duty Warzone.
Yeah, yeah. The new free to play, huh?
Yeah, the Battle Royale. No joke, that thing is fun.
For sure.
Yeah, I played like a couple matches. There's like this. Well, we'll talk more about it into the video games when we get there. But got locked out of my car, played Doom, played Warzone. I pre-ordered a VR headset for my PC.
Oculus Rift.
Valve Index.
Wow, really? What's the difference between Oculus and Valve?
I don't know. I know HTC Vive Steam work together to make the VR headset, but now Steam just like went off on its own and made its own, and I guess like it's like top tier of VR headsets as of now. Obviously, they'll improve on other stuff, but yeah, right now I guess the Valve Index is the best way to play.
For sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I pre-ordered that. I completely forgot about it when pre-orders went up, so I got in pretty late. So my VR headset isn't going to ship out for like another 8 weeks. Then again, it's kind of cool because like it's like $1,000 for the entire kit, controllers, headset, cameras, everything for it. And I was like, dang, I could drop a G right now, but then I'll lose a G right now. Mm-hmm. But since it's going to get shipped in 8 weeks, when I clicked order, I thought I was just adding to my cart. I clicked order and it says, I got a page email or whatever, a page that popped up that says, thank you for ordering the Valve Index kit. And I was like, fuck, they just took my money like that? Damn, that was the quickest way to lose $1,000. Mm-hmm. It says, we will process your order and charge your payment once it's ready to ship in 8 weeks. And I was like, oh, cool. So I basically have 8 weeks to save up for it. Like, save up money that I already had saved up for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You mentioned that it comes with the camera. What do you mean by that?
The motion cameras, I guess, like it tracks the controllers and the headset, so it has better
like the Kinect, you know,
but yeah, kind of advanced, yeah, obviously. Yeah for VR, yeah, so it's supposed to make the VR experience more fluent of everything, like what you're doing, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, I'll learn more about it when I get it.
You better play Resident Evil 7 on that shit.
Dude, I'm gonna play Resident Evil 7 on my PlayStation.
Yeah, VR. I know you had that. Have you ever passed the game?
I haven't even started it.
Oh my god. You haven't even started on Little Nightmares?
Dude, oh my god. Well, we'll get to it in the gaming part, because I do want to do something. But anything else interesting? I went to go see the movie Onward.
Oh yeah, how was it? Yeah, yeah.
That was really good.
Really?
No joke. Like, when I saw the trailers, I was like, man, this feels kind of corny. I feel like they just grabbed Chris Pratt and Tom Holland from...
Just because of names,
No, just because they're from Marvel and Onward's a Disney movie. Mm-hmm. I feel like they just grabbed them and threw them in a movie. But no joke, that movie was dumb good.
For sure.
Like, I really liked it. It's pretty cool. If you haven't seen it, I say go check it out. I don't want to talk, like, say the story plot, because I feel like they don't even, like, yeah, the story plot's there. They have to go finish the spell to see their dad and stuff. But there's more to it and stuff. So I was like, dang, this is dope. I really liked it. But yeah, that was pretty good. What else did I do? Nothing really. Yeah. We can hop into some news, though.
For sure.
We have a lot of news that I wrote down. Mm-hmm. I actually got it organized and everything. I got blue for TV shows and movies, and red for video games. For sure. But, yeah. First thing I wanted to start off with, because of the coronavirus, what I wanted to ask you is, like, why are movies getting delayed because of the coronavirus? Because,
like, they don't want to lose... It's simple. They don't want to lose customers, you know? They don't want to lose...
From people going out?
Yeah, moviegoers from not buying a ticket, you know? They'll lose, you know, like... They'll lose money on the first, you know, box office weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know how it's... Everything's about, like, oh, we're trying
to get... Opening weekend?
Opening weekends, you know? And they're trying to get the most out of it. Well, that's why they're delaying it. And also because, you know, they don't want huge people gatherings and stuff like that. You know?
That makes sense, but it's like, damn, like...
But it's mostly because they want to get that cash, you know? They want to get that money, you know?
It's a money greed?
Yeah, it's both, you know? It's both. But for sure, it has to do with, because people are going to be so scared to go out, you know? Like,
makes sense. Know,
they're not going to want to go watch a movie, so that's why they're delaying it, because they know they're not going to make that much money, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. For, like, examples that movies got delayed, I wrote down Mulan, Fast 9.
Fast 9?
Fast and Furious.
Even after Paul Walker died?
but Fast and the Furious got delayed an entire year.
I know. Till 2021.
Why? Like, I could... Well, then again, you might not know when the coronavirus is going to go away, but... Damn, that's a long-ass... That's a Sonic the Hedgehog delay. But they had to redesign the character.
Yeah. I don't know.
It has to be something else. like instead of like obviously box office box office money, you know, like there has to be something else. Why are they delaying it? Because of the coronavirus.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll eventually, you know,
explain.
No, they'll push it like a more like a closer date to a release date, you know. I think that's just temporary for now, but they'll eventually tell us like, oh, it'll be released later this year. Who knows?
Yeah, that just confuses me. It's like, why not just release them? What the hell? Mm-hmm. Or put them out.
Yeah, I'm not even a huge Fast 9, Fast and Furious person.
New Mutants got delayed too. What other movie did you say got delayed earlier?
Mulan.
No, you said
Mulan. I think that was Netflix or Disney. Their production.
Oh, yeah, they got put on halt.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I know Winter Soldier's not filming anymore, right, as of right now. Yeah. I guess movie news, Tom Hanks got it.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Woody.
Yeah. Captain from Saving Private Ryan.
That's not him.
The guy from Castaway.
Speaking of Tom Hanks, I guess we could talk about the movie Greyhound. Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I watched the trailer. It's like based in World War II, right?
I don't know what it's based off of, but I've never seen a submarine war movie, but man, that movie that movie looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
You know, like, and Tom Hanks has been, like, you know, similar films to that movie, what's that? When he's, like, a captain?
I don't know that movie.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's, I know what you're talking about.
You know, some sort of like that. And he's been in Saving Private Ryan, so those films are kind of similar to that Greyhound film.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, like, Tom Hanks is, like, rolling, you know, like, this guy's a veteran, you know, when it comes to, like, war films and stuff like that, drama films like that. So I know he'll do good.
Yeah, so pretty much Greyhound is, like, it's a war movie, but they're at war with submarines.
Yeah, yeah, like Battleship, you know?
Kind of like Battleship, but Battleship, you're, like, you're sinking tanks. Not tanks, but ships, battleships. But this is like a submarine movie. I don't know.
It says it's based on a true story, right?
I think it's based on true events.
True events, yeah.
I think. But correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that Greyhound movie, for some reason, I think war movies are so interesting. But I can only imagine like during the real events, how crazy that must have been, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks pretty crazy. But yeah, Greyhound looks really good. I say definitely go check it out. We got a new video game documentary too, not for resale.
Yeah, with the arcade games.
Like video game stores and stuff. Yeah, that looks really dope. It's already out. I didn't even know that.
Really? Is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon Prime. Oh, it's called Not For Resale. It's a documentary of video game stores, pretty much. They talk about like why they open up their shops, what keeps them up, and like I guess like what makes them so, what keeps their passion in their stores, you know? Yeah. But yeah.
Is it based on current events or like in the 90s?
Yeah, current.
Oh, for sure.
You think about the Midway one.
Ah, for sure. Yeah, because like I think about it like, you know, with GameStop, you heard about GameStop losing money or some shit like that, closing down stores. Everything's going digital, sadly. Mm-hmm. Like I like digital too because like I don't like getting up and changing the disc. But like I try to imagine myself like, damn, if I was a video game store owner, like what would I be doing to encourage people to buy, like get video games out of my store? You know what I mean?
I like the way you're thinking because I had a note in here. Because I wanted to ask you, what would be your dream idea for an arcade or a store? Like, say you owned a video game store or a video game arcade.
I've always thought about something like that when I was little. for sure. I forgot. I'd have like games like Doom, like fucking Doom 2016, Doom Eternal, you know, like, but in arcade form. Mm-hmm. For like $1, like 25 cents, you know, per death, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you die, you know, just put another 25 cents. I think it'd be so sick.
Okay, say you have unlimited resources. Build your dream arcade right now.
Oh, as of right now.
Like from everything that has came out, like arcade, even consoles, whatever.
I would invest in a studio making continuing PT. Like Silent Hills? We'll talk about that later.
No, not a studio. Like, arcade store.
Okay.
A video game store. Nothing to do with, like, production for video games.
Okay, like, playing video games, right? For people to play video
games. Yeah, like James Games.
Okay, yeah.
Think of GameStop or family-owned stores, you know?
Like, I'd get a VR headset and play, like, the scariest video games like arcade games, you know, and then like mm-hmm. have people there, like encouraging people, like, hey, if you don't, if you get scared or you quit, you know, you have to pay a fine. You get a prize. You get a prize if you win, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, something like that. I think it'd be really cool, you know.
That's all you would have in your store?
No, I'd have more, but I just can't think of it right now.
Okay, well, I didn't think about it, but I'm just trying to go off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. For sure, in my store, I would want like
My Little Ponies.
For sure, I'm gonna want like a little side restaurant where you can buy pizza, nachos.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to build like the entire store, sure. So I'm gonna have a restaurant, not like a restaurant, but like a little dining area, like Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Like they have the little pizza tables and stuff. For sure, I'm gonna want some cool animatronics.
Like
I would try to think like.
Like Doom Guy.
Yeah, like Doom Guy, like right there. Oh, like in Pizza Planet in Toy Story, where that big robot is just walking around everywhere. You remember what I'm talking about?
Big robot, no.
Well, nonetheless, anyways. So, like, a dining area where it has that cool animatronics, not, like, some creepy weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have that off in the corner. Probably, like, another section, kind of like round one, where they have... For sure, I'm going to want a ping pong table, a foosball table, and, like...
Bowling.
Nah, I wouldn't want bowling.
Yeah, that'd make too much noise. You're right.
But, like, what's another one? Like, for sure, I'm going to have those basketball game machines. For unlimited resources, as in like console wise, I would probably like want like a, I don't know how to describe it. Like, you know how like, if I could invent it on the spot or like for my shop, like a jukebox machine,
mm-hmm.
but for video games, like you select the video game and it inserts it into the console and it boots it up on that TV.
Sure.
You know what I mean? But everything is connected to that jukebox. Mm-hmm. I have as many TVs as I want. And, like, the controller is connected, obviously, to mm-hmm. the wall where the TV is, kind of like how McDonald's used to have it.
Yeah.
And then you just put in the code, like, say, I want to play Kingdom Hearts 3. And you put in cash for, like, 2 hours. You put it in. And then, like, you have your own account, like, a card. Like, for this game called Initial D, they give you a card. Like, you buy a card. And it saves all your memory into that card.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, you could do that. Like, put your card in, and it saves your memory to that
file. Yeah, 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 okay.
So, like, I would, like, make, like, my own jukebox rig for video games. Like, current-gen video games.
And retro, too, right? Like, PS1, PS2, PS3.
Yeah, like, I would have, like basically, like, its own jukebox. Like, a retro jukebox, current jukebox, and, like, I guess, like, a... I wouldn't make a PC... I would make a PC in a jukebox and have Steam games and VR games in that one. Like, have my own section for that. Have, like... And then have, like, a retro arcade, like, all those Midway machines of... And for sure, I would want its own dedicated room just for pinball machines.
For sure.
Because I really love pinball machines.
Pinballs.
But, and maybe its own dedicated room for claw machines, just because I'm fucking...
Yeah,
I
like no, the claw.
The fucking
yeah,
claw.
Yeah, you like claws.
But, yeah, that'll probably be my dream setup. For sure, have a dining area. For sure, the ping pongs. And for sure, if I could create my own jukebox, like,
mm-hmm.
selection thing. You know what I mean? I think that'd be pretty cool. But that was my dream arcade store.
I had a visit. I had a membership.
Another thing I want to ask you, but you kind of already answered, but what are you more? Are you a digital guy or a physical guy for your games?
I'm both, honestly, but digital, you can't do a resale. You know, you can't sell your, you can't sell digital copies.
Mm-hmm.
But I like physical. But there's just something about the disc now that I got so used to digital, buying digital games,
mm-hmm.
there's just something about the disc. I'm like, you know, like, I don't know where to put it. You know, like, mm-hmm. I have, like, you know, drawers or, like, you know, a setup to put it, like, underneath the TV or something like that. But
mm-hmm.
there's just something about digital that I like. But for sure, physical, if I want to resell the game after I beat it.
Yeah.
For sure, you know. So I'll go with physical.
Yeah. For sure, same with me. I like physical just because I like the actual copy in my hand.
Yeah, yeah.
But... digital is so much more convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there is that side effect where what if, like,
oh yeah, they cancel the game, they delete the game off the
off
network, like, you know, off PlayStation Store.
Yeah, like Scott Pilgrim versus the World. If you bought it, they don't have it anymore, so you can't re-download it. I believe you cannot re-download that game. Mm-hmm. So if you have it downloaded, don't delete it because you won't be able to re-download it because there's nowhere to find it. And like, what the heck? Like, how does that work? You know what I mean? Like, do you get your money back? Like,
yeah.
There's that uncertainty of it being removed from the store at some point. It could be years from now, but still, you paid for that game. You know what I mean? So
yeah, always physical. For sure. You got to support it, you know?
And another thing that I do for sure with physicals is if I'm getting a game that I really like a collector's, like Doom Collector's Edition, comes with a, doesn't come with a physical copy for the PC, but it comes with a steelbook for it. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, for sure I can get my physicals in my Collector's Edition. Oh, that's another thing I did too. I pre-ordered Ghost of Tsushima Collector's Edition.
For PS4, huh? Obviously.
Well, it's only out for PS4.
Obviously, I know. Yeah.
That's sure. Another thing too, but we'll get more into that in video games. But yeah, for sure I'm a physical guy, but I do love the convenience of digital because I could just I could just swipe, like for my Switch, most of my games are digital. Switch, yeah. Like all my indie games.
I really hate taking out my cartridge and then like changing it on the Switch now. Like for Switch, for sure, I'll probably buy it digital, majority of my games.
Mm-hmm.
But for brand new games, maybe I'll just go physical. But for sure, like $5 games, of course, you know, digital.
Yeah, like all my Mario games are all physical, pretty much.
Yeah, same here. Yeah. Well, we have one Mario game. No, I have to Mario Kart in Mario Odyssey.
But yeah, we basically got into that sidetrack or side conversation from the movie Not For Resale, a documentary about video game stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's out on Amazon Prime right now. And I think some other sources, but Amazon Prime is like the main one that I saw. Another movie trailer that we got was Soul, a Pixar film.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like, this one tells more in depth of the story. We talked about this last podcast. Yeah, but
this is about, from what I see, from what I saw from the trailer, it looks like it's mostly based after life, after death, you know?
Yeah, it talks about the afterlife.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, go on.
And like the way in one part, one of the characters is like, oh, I can't feel anything, or I can't anything, where does it go? And then it made me think like, fuck, you know, like what would the afterlife be like, you know? So this movie, I feel like this movie will like answer some of your questions or will make you like speculate or just, you know, theorize like, oh, what's life after death, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I saw. It's like almost like Coco, you know, like,
yeah,
almost like it. But yeah, that's what I just saw from the trailer. It looks really good.
Yeah, for sure. It's about this guy. He guess he got like his dream job. And right before he gets his dream job, I guess he
dies.
He dies or he gets in a coma. Because in the trailer, you see him like go back into the hospital and they say he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, it's pretty much just a story about the afterlife and what can happen. And I guess that's going to be the plot. See if he makes it back to his body and gets his dream job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Soul, a Pixar movie, looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We got a movie called Connected. Do you see that?
Connected. No.
It's weird. I don't know. Like, it looked cool, interesting. It's about this family. This dad and his daughter, like, they're really close at one point. Then, obviously, she started growing up. They get distant. Not that they get distant, but, like, just teenage stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's about to leave to college. And he doesn't want her to leave to college. And she has, like, a flight. And she's super excited to finally leave. And the next thing you know, like, her dad, like, cancels her flight ticket. And she's like, yeah, we're going on a road trip. We're going to drop you off to college. And then, so, like, they're dropping her off at college. And then, I guess, out of nowhere, technology gets too advanced and then they have to save everyone from technology because there's like this robot company that like is evil.
What the fuck? Is it a comedy film?
No, it's an animated film.
Oh, animated film.
Yeah. Okay. Isn't that anime?
Yeah, animated, yeah.
Like, I don't know, it's weird. So it went from a family trip taking a daughter to college, like to spend one last time together, to them having to save robots or like defeat robots. I don't know. But basically, the main attraction in this movie is that they got a pug in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that movie's called Connected. Talked about Greyhounds. Another one we got is Artemis Fowl, a Disney sci-fi spy movie. And have you seen that one?
No.
Yeah.
Disney sci-fi movie?
Yeah, it's really, I think it's really weird. It's a, like I said, it's a Disney sci-fi spy movie. The plot of the story is that there's a son and a dad. The dad is like a super secret agent or whatever. And I guess he teaches his son like the steps of being an agent, but he doesn't know that. He just thought it was just a regular childhood. It's just them two and a butler. And then I guess one day, the dad gets framed for something and he gets captured. Mm-hmm. And pretty much they're framing him. They put him on the news and everything. And pretty much the son has to go save his dad.
Yeah.
And the butler shows him like his dad's secret lair. He's like, all right, I'm going to show you something that your dad has been waiting to show you. And then he shows him all like all his shit.
And oh, and he becomes like I seen trailer. Yeah.
So he becomes like a secret agent to go save his dad, but he can't do it by himself. And I guess there's like another side that his dad hasn't told him is that his dad like like goes to another world, and he has like a bunch of like sci-fi buddies, like fairies, trolls, giants, that are all helping to get his dad back, basically, from getting killed or whatever. But it looks interesting. I'm gonna go see it
for sure. Disney,
it's dope. Yeah, it's called Artemis Fowl. If that interests you, it looks pretty cool. But yeah, let me see. Only thing left to talk about in movie news and TV shows is they released pictures of the Batmobile.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, what did you think of it? It looks modernized, you know, like kind of reminds you of Tim Burton, but more modern, you know, mm-hmm. like more like a suit, like a sports car, you know.
It reminds me of the classic Batmobile with the red symbol on the top from Arkham Knight. Remember, you can get that.
Yeah, Arkham Knight. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that one looks really cool. I thought that one looks badass. I'm like, dang, I can't wait for this movie. Like, it looks so unique that like we've already had all these high tech Batmans, and this one looks different.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we haven't seen any like actual teasers or whatever, but just from clips alone, looks really OG original.
It looks like it's obviously based in our day, you know, year, you know, 2020. Mm-hmm. I wish they could have done one like more like retro, like, you know, like the first Batman film, like in the 80s or 70s, mm-hmm. you know.
Like, you want nipples on his chest?
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Well, they've already done that with Tim Burton, so it's okay, you know. But yeah, it's more modernized, you know.
Yeah, the Batmobile looks.
Yeah, it looks good.
Looks freaking dope. Mm. I love freaking Bats.
I'm still waiting for that Rock City game.
Dude, no, it's gonna be wild. Ninja Turtles.
I hope.
Oh, you're waiting for it. You're waiting for Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal, my bad.
Yeah, Warner Brothers Montreal. And last on the news, basically it's transitioned into video games. You saw that HBO is gonna host The Last of Us, right? What do you think about that?
I like it, dude. You know, I've never watched Game of Thrones. I know mm-hmm. you. I know I'm such a loser. I've never watched it, but I've heard really good reviews about it. A lot of people praise it, you know, for the, you know, for just like the production value, the effects, everything, acting is like top notch. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's produced by HBO, like those guys are the people behind it. Mm-hmm. They're going to be directing, they're going to be like helping out, you know, Neil Druckmann, the guy mm-hmm. that created Last of Us. Like, the fact that they're going to be helping him out, it has like so much potential, dude, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm really hyped for it.
I'm not even an HBO subscriber, but I mean, if it turns out to be good, then mm-hmm. that'll be the first time in a while, you know, because like, mm-hmm. I also normally subscribe to HBO for boxing, but mm-hmm. they don't have that anymore. But yeah, mm-hmm. I can't wait. Honestly, it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not even a Last of Us like super fan,
but because, you know,
it's so talked about. Honestly, I think Last of Us is overhyped as well.
It is. But for its time when it came out, it was really good. 2015. Yeah. Now we have so many story-driven games now, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of, if you were to play like games of today and then play 2013 Last of Us, you're going to be like, eh, I don't know what's so special about it. But at the time, it was really fucking good, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can go.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Last of Us story was like...
Okay, yeah. It was me cool. Too, like,
it was cool, but I feel like everyone talks about it like it's a god. Like, it's God of War 2018.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, God of War 2018 was great, but... Like, but then again, it's not fair to compare it to The Last of Us, you know what I mean? Yeah,
it's different genres.
But, like, man, like, when I played it, I was like, that was cool. But when I heard people talk about it that made me want to play it, like, dang, this is a really good game.
Yeah,
I want to play it. I want to get in on this conversation. Yeah. And, like, I played it and beat it. I was like...
You had high expectations, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Same here with Joker. With the movie Joker, like, people were telling me about it. I was like, okay, cool. And then when I watched it with you guys, I was mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, you know. I think mm-hmm. I enjoyed Endgame better.
But yeah, Last of Us. For sure, I'm going to watch the TV show. It looks really good. Like you said, you never watched Game of Thrones. I watched Game of Thrones. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Like, I feel like I was forcing myself to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So I just finally said, you know what, fuck, I don't even know why
I'm watching this. I don't fucking like dragons. What do I want to watch this?
I really wanted to get into it, but I just couldn't for some reason. It was weird. But maybe I just wanted to get in on the conversation, but I just couldn't. You know what I mean? Why am I going to force myself to watch something I don't really care about?
Yeah.
You know? But... Nonetheless, yeah, I'm definitely going to watch The Last of Us when it comes to HBO. Mm-hmm. It's going to focus basically on Joel and fucking Ellie.
Oh, Joel.
Joel. But yeah, it looks really good. We'll see. I seen like a couple of fan casts that they want Logan and that one girl from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about Hugh Jackman because, like, you know, freaking Logan was pretty much... Everyone are like immediately compared it to Last of Us, you know. So I don't think they're gonna choose Hugh Jackman. It would be cool though.
There was somebody that they casted for Joel, and I was like, "Fuck, that looks spot on."
Really?
I forgot who it was though. Damn it.
Was it on Twitter?
Yeah, it was on Twitter. Damn it, Leah. I saw that. I was like, dang, that'd be pretty good. Yeah. That'd be cool. But yeah, Last of Us, HBO is getting, The Last of Us is getting a series on HBO. Pretty interesting. I wonder what, I wonder if that involves Sony TV.
Yeah, they
own, it has to,
they
right?
Own the rights, you know, they're pretty much like at the publishers of The Last of Us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to, but I guess I could transition us into video games. I guess since we're talking about Naughty Dog, we could talk about this Naughty Dog.
They're acting pretty naughty.
Naughty Dog acting pretty naughty. Don't be surprised if that's the title of the episode. Let me pull it up. Pretty much, I guess there was a worker at Naughty Dog, and I guess there's a lot of stuff about video games getting a lot of overtime, excessive hours that they... I don't know if they don't want to work, but they have the option to. He doesn't I don't think in the tweets that he was tweeting about clarifies if they had the option to work overtime. Yeah. But pretty much the situation that I'm about to read is from Naughty Dog, ex-coworker. Pretty much I'm reading his tweets.
He's a storyboard artist. He was a storyboard artist for Naughty Dog, right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, we'll find out right now.
That's a pretty big
position. But his name's Jonathan Cooper, Twitter, game admin. Mm-hmm. Whatever, but I'm gonna read what he tweeted. When I left Naughty Dog late last year, they threatened to withhold my final paycheck until I signed additional paperwork stating I wouldn't share their production practices. They finally relented, and I assured them that was most likely illegal. The truth is, I have no awful crunch tale. The story animators, as we were known, were averaging 46 hours a week when I left, and I personally never went over 55. The story team is super organized, and we reacted to whatever was thrown at us. That was not to say others weren't suffering. For the demo shown last September, the gameplay animators crunched more than I've ever seen and required weeks of recovery afterwards. One good friend of mine was hospitalized at the time due to overwork. He still had over half a year to go. There have been others since. The reason I left is because I only want to work with the best. That is no longer Naughty Dog. The reputation for crunch within LA is so bad, it was near impossible to hire seasoned contract game animators to close out the project. As such, we loaded up on film animators. While super talented, they lacked the technical design know-how to assemble scenes. Similarly, the design team ballooned with juniors to make up for the attrition of key roles. Every aspect of finishing this game took much longer due to the lack of game experience on the team. Don't get me wrong, these kids were mostly awesome and the best were great. It's just when the junior / senior ratio is out of balance, things can really grind and more time is spent training than actually working. (Parentheses) LA teams make sure and pick them up when all the contracts end. (Parentheses) End. Contract work is a huge part of the LA ecosystem to ship large games. Unlike game design, there is a thriving animation industry here, and seasoned animators can often choose their projects. Most of the contract story animators quit last year. Those that don't can be at Naughty Dog for 2 to 3 projects, which pauses in between, and while paid overtime, never receive full benefits or the security of a full-time gig. This is the way the industry is moving, so workers need more protection rather than the carryout of a full-time job one day. There are Naughty Dog stories worse than this, but like everything on my Twitter, I'm focusing on animation. For The Last of Us 2 fans, the game should turn out great with industry-leading animation. I would just not recommend anyone work at Naughty Dog until they prioritize talent retention. Ultimately, Naughty Dog's linear games have a formula and they focus test the shit out of them. While talented, their success is due in large part to Sony deep pockets funding delays rather than skill alone. A more senior team would have shipped The Last of Us 2 a year ago.
Wow, it's got a lot on his fucking mind.
Yeah. The thing that grinds me the most about this is that, like, he talks about, like, contracting is a huge part of, like, the work industry, and yeah, it does, mm-hmm. I guess... Just for me being a contractor myself, like, when you're a contractor, you should know that there is no guarantee and there is no benefits in any of that stuff. You should know that going into contracting work.
Yeah.
Like, it's first, like, thing.
You know what I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you should know that there's no guarantee you're going to get hired on directly.
Yeah.
Going into something, you know, you should just, usually when you're contracting, they need you to come up and pick up the pace. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And him, like, I don't know, like, working video game hours, like, 46 hours a week. Honestly, dude, like, not, like, bragging or anything, but, like, I double that sometimes. You know what I mean? Sometimes you've been working 7 days, 15 hours.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, you know what I mean? But, like, 46 hours, like, come on, dude. Not going over 55, like, I can understand, like, your own health and stuff. But, like, for me, like, to me, my idea of what, for video game working is mostly just sitting in the chair, like, just working, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I'm on my feet, I'm on drilling. Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I sit down, but, like, you know what I mean? There's a difference. Yeah. I'm not trying to, like, compete and, like, who's working hours, but, for sure, being a contractor, you should know that.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee in anything. And for sure, there is no benefits of being a contractor. Everything, you get paid top dollar because you're a contractor, but because you get paid top dollar, you should be able to pay for all these benefits that you want, like health benefits, dental, and some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why contractors get paid more than directs, because they have the ability to go do that stuff. You know what I mean? But sometimes you get lucky and they do hire you directly on. But like I said, knowing you're a contractor and expecting something like that, like, come on, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're basically like going in with high hopes.
Yeah, that's probably what I think. That was his mentality, you know. Oh, if I do a good job, you know, I'm trying my best, they'll probably hire me full time.
Yeah,
the thing is, like, I feel like I kind of have to reason with them. I have to agree with them on the, you know, the juniors and seniors, because, like, they do hire a lot of younger folks from, like, that come out of, like, you know, like Noman, which is like a huge, like, one of the best VFX animation studios in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they do hire a lot of them. And then I do agree that, like, the senior people, the people that have been there for many years, they spend a lot of time, like, showing the ropes, you know, to these younger people, you know? So I do have to agree with that, but there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see anything bad with that.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I feel like he's kind of salty because, like, you know, he felt like he wasn't good enough. And, you know, Naughty Dog's like, you know, we gotta let you go or some shit like that. I don't know.
Well, he says himself, yeah, he left.
He left.
He left on his own, but yeah, I do agree at that part where if there's a lot of juniors and less seniors, and you're trying to push out a game, and Naughty Dog's like, come on, guys, we got to get it done. And it's like, well, dude, organize your team. You got like 90 juniors here and 10 seniors, like basically seniors, like in this vocabulary, is like people with more experience. Yeah. Juniors are fresh meat in the gaming industry, right? So that's how I'm taking it as.
Yeah.
It's like, say, and Naughty Dog's like, come on, guys, we gotta get this game out. Come on, guys. It's like, dude, well, we gotta teach these guys how to do it right.
Yeah.
Or the game's not gonna come out good like you want it. Like, we're gonna need more time. Maybe that's why I got delayed, like, last second. Mm-hmm. Maybe Naughty Dog just threw a date out, and then the developers are like, what are you doing? Like, we need more time for this shit. No way we're gonna get this out by, what was the original date? February?
February or March. No, February.
And when is it coming out? April? May?
May 21st, I think, or May 20th, something.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like really weird, but like there's some stuff I agree with him on, like the senior and junior thing. Come on, dude, like Naughty Dog should know, they should know better, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're a big company. I can't really explain like why they should know better, but like if they've been praised for so high, they should be like treating their workers, they should be treating their workers highly too, because they're the ones putting in the hours. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And obviously, they're a full team. They should be praised as a team because of their games that they praise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're over here crunching them, like, you have to understand that, like, come on, dude, we got to teach your guys. Like, it's hard on us, ourselves, you know what I mean? But he doesn't really say that their overtime is mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If overtime is optional, then there shouldn't be a really reason to bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're the one putting in the hours because it's optional. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, I thought that was really interesting. I don't see a reason why to expose Naughty Dog, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There has to be some type of different reason of why they're exposing
them. Some bad blood in between, like, the developers there and him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, he quit. I mean, he did say he quit.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
He didn't like it. I guess he didn't take it. I just feel like he was... I don't know what you think about it. I mean, he's a storyboard animator, or is he strictly an animator?
I don't remember.
Okay, let's say this is like story. I didn't read his bio. It did say that he was storyboard animator. I mean, I don't know how you can like go on Twitter like that.
Yeah, he's a story animator.
Yeah, I don't know how you can go on Twitter like that and then just like try to expose Naughty Dog when in LA, dude, like Naughty Dog is like really well respected, you know, within like the video game, within the developer community. So like the fact that you like try to expose them and then like the fact that he's like so outspoken against Naughty Dog, a lot of people are gonna hesitate to like hire him, you know? You know what I mean? Like I wouldn't, if I was like a, like if I was in issues, I would just keep that to myself. Cause mm-hmm. I'm sure he did say he just like quit on the spot. I don't know if he has another job, like another contract job. For sure, like he just quit. For him to find work, you know, and then they find his tweets saying him mentioning like, oh, you know, he's trying to expose these companies, like his developers, yeah, stuff like that. I feel like they're gonna hesitate to like
hire him.
Yeah. That's my opinion. I just, you know, some things are better kept unsaid, you know?
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, yeah, he could tell like peers and people and stuff, but like, what's the necessity of exposing them like to everyone, like on Twitter? Yeah. You know what I mean? What's the necessity of exposing, like getting? Yeah, I get it. Free of speech, get your word out. Yeah, and stuff, yeah.
There's a consequence.
But what is he getting out of this? Telling everyone.
I think he just wants the attention, you know, from like. Because everyone loves Naughty Dog, you know, for what they've done for video games, you know, and he wants to be that person to be mentioned on IGN, you know, on IGN videos, like, oh, IGN reports this video, IGN makes a report about, you know, this developer, you know, mentioning, saying shit about Naughty Dog. I don't know, but for sure, if I was in his shoes, I would keep that to myself, because, I mean, he already fixed the problem with Naughty Dog when they tried to withhold his paycheck. And he fixed it after, right? When he told him, like, that's illegal, you know? I mean, that's it, you know? I would have just quit right there, you know? And just get my money and then go move on with life. But instead, he tried to, like, explain himself on Twitter. I don't know. This makes feelings, but, you know, I do have to agree with him on some stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Other than that, like, I don't know.
Just, the only thing I can see is that he exposes them to put Naughty Dog, like, in their place to make them realize, like, yeah, hey, like, people do love our shit, and now, like, we didn't realize, like, basically the main boards of Naughty Dog, like, I didn't realize that, you know? Like, we do got a lot of juniors, you know what I mean? Maybe we should chain things up and, like, get a better working environment out of it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Basically make Naughty Dog realize with a public announcement. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, man, like, Naughty Dog put me in this position, and I want you guys to recognize real mm-hmm. that you guys are pretty much fucking us over right now. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, you guys are right.
That's true. Or he probably did it like the developers a favor too, you know? Like,
yeah, like speaking up for somebody that under contract right now. Yeah, they're a direct co-worker.
Yeah, yeah. So honestly, it's good or bad, you know? It can go both ways, you know?
Yeah.
Because for sure, you know, you don't want to like, the developers are probably like, you know, praising him for like speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
Some are probably like just disapproving, you know, what he said. But yeah, it can go both ways, honestly.
Yeah. Another thing that we got for like an article, previous Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimé is on the board of directors for GameStop.
I thought GameStop was dead. Now you're going bankrupt.
Do you think Reggie can save GameStop?
I don't know.
Let me tell you GameStop's idea right now. Okay. GameStop is basically what. Like, I think it's cool as fuck. I think of it as a skate shop. GameStop is trying to make GameStop is trying to make their shops a hangout place to come kick it, put a couch in, put a TV, play video games, just chill. Like, have a chill-ass environment around video games, you know what I mean? Watch game trailers right there, put on YouTube, you know what I mean? And just kick it, play video games.
Really? They're going to do that?
They've already started. They have a shop in Oklahoma, I believe.
Let's go to Oklahoma.
But yeah, that's their general idea of trying to get people to start coming to their shops and just hang out, you know? When I was working at the skate shop, I remember the manager that I was working at, he told me, don't try to sell something. The one thing you want to do with customers is, even if you don't sell them something, just try and be their friend. Because guess what? Friends are always going to be there and friends always come back. So I would try, not even like try, I'll just like make conversation here and there, talk about skateboarding stuff. And like, even if they didn't want to buy anything, like, like they just like me as a friend, and they just come back and hang out. And usually when they come back and hang out, maybe like they wouldn't buy something every single time they came, but like probably like every like third week they would buy like shoes or a board or grip tape.
It's like Johnny's, you know, good hangout place, you know them, you know.
So. Yeah, like it was just a good environment. Basically, you want to buy, not like buy, but like you want to score their, I don't know the right word, but like you want to score their, crap. I don't know the right word I want to say, but basically make sure they come back, but not just to buy something, but just to make sure that you're there. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what I see like GameStop's trying to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to buy something, you just come kick it and play video games.
So they're still going to be having stuff to sell, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's still going to be a video game store. Wow, but that's... like I said, they have ex-president of Nintendo, Reggie, and he has such a big reputation.
Yeah, that's also the reason why they chose him, because he's like a big...
That's what he went into. Like, they didn't... I don't think they directly asked him, but I think he just went there and was like, hey, guys, I want to help you guys out.
For sure.
But I want this and that.
It's an investment, though, you know?
He walked in with his foot in the door and was like... like, they were going to close the door to GameStop to final closing and stuff, and he sticks his foot in the door. He's like, let me try something. But you got to give me what I want. I don't know what he wants out of it, but yeah, it's pretty interesting to see, like, a big Nintendo head, ex-Nintendo head, go to this. You know, obviously, it's not a full-time thing. It's just board of directors, but now he has a say into what the company is going to be doing, right?
Yeah.
As in what that position is. I don't know what it is, but I would assume he has a say what direction the company goes.
If they're going that way of, you know, renovating like the stores with, you know, like a kickback spot, that's going to be a huge investment, you know, money investment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to renovate everything. You're going to have to like bring in TVs, more TVs, you know, couches, you know, like snack bars, you know? So that's kind of a money spender there. You know, they're gonna have to spend money there. So I don't know if it's a hit or miss, you know. It's like round one, you know, or like boomers, I should say, but you know, I haven't been in boomers a long, but you know what I mean, like it's a huge investment, you know. There's a risk to it, you know. Spend all this money, you know. It's like that SpongeBob episode with Mr. Krabs when his daughter's running the Krusty Krab,
mm-hmm.
and she makes it like a hip place, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he finds out that they're losing money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then
money,
yeah, it can be bad or good.
I think if anybody could do it, I think Reggie could do it.
Well, I don't know, he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, hell yeah. Even if like maybe he'll bring something brand new to the table, you know what I mean? The idea of a kickback hangout spot for GameStop is pretty cool, because what do we do here most of the time when we come to my house to hang out? We play video games or board games.
But it's funnier than playing out in the mall.
Yeah, and that's another thing too. Their stores are so small. How are they
going to... They are, dude.
They're going to have to...
How do you do that? They're going to have to buy like two stores, you know?
But yeah, Reggie is on the board of directors for GameStop.
Yeah.
That was some other news. And another news, like basically like another... I basically main topic, I guess, that I wanted to get out of the way is, do you think the coronavirus saved E3? Because E3 is canceled due to coronavirus.
That's a good question. I know for sure, you know, the show must go on. You know, I know they're going to be showing trailers, you know, on YouTube and stuff like that. But they saved E3, like coronavirus saved E3. I don't know, maybe, you know, people gatherings and stuff like that, you know, because people are from all over the world fucking come to LA just for the E3.
No, not to get sick. Do you think the coronavirus saved E3? Because it was already going downhill.
Yeah, with Sony not showing up. And then
other public, like Jeff Keighley, the host of the Game Awards, isn't going to go. Who else said that they weren't going to show up? There was a couple other companies that said they weren't going to do it. But that's what I'm saying. Do you think the coronavirus saved E3 this year?
You save people's wallet money, you know? For sure, but... I don't know, like, honestly, like, I wasn't really excited for E3 because Sony was going to be there.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think because of the reason they're shutting down?
I think they saved
E3's ass this year. From how many people, maybe it gives them a whole year to rethink their fucking motive of why people are pushing out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Because Sony, supposedly you mentioned in the other podcast that Sony's spending a lot of money, you know, buying out the stages, you know, for them to present.
Yeah, it's a lot of money to spend, and maybe there's other people pulling out because of E3's motives. We don't know because they haven't said.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I think the coronavirus saved E3 this year because it gives them an entire year to rethink their motives and think of a new strategy plan. Like, okay, how can we get Sony back here? Okay, how can we get Jeff back here? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Make it a better experience for people to go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I always wanted to go to E3, and like, damn. Like, I think about it as like, I'm only going just to play a game that's just going to come out sooner or later. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's the experience that I want to go for. Yeah,
the
gamers, you know?
The developers, you mean.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure, I did want to go experience it one day, but I don't want to go experience it without Sony.
Yeah, for sure, you know what I mean?
I would want Sony, Nintendo, and Xbox to be all there. Because I
think the best time to visit E3 was 2018. When, no, 2016, when it unveiled God of War.
Oh, dude, that orchestra. Yeah. That orchestra still gives me chills.
Yeah, how much is E3 anyways to like get a ticket?
I think for 3 days it was like $150.
Yeah, for one day?
Like no, for 3 days.
It's only 3 days?
It's like a couple days.
Oh.
I don't know the prices. Okay, wow. But nonetheless, E3's refunding tickets because you were able to pre-order them. I forget how early you could have pre-ordered them, but yeah. E3's canceled this year. A lot of things have been getting canceled, but...
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously coronavirus came from China. That's where they also make the new Xbox consoles and the new PS5 consoles.
Do you think we're going to get a console delay?
I don't fucking know. Like, I've read about, you know, Apple, you know...
I'll risk
iPhone,
it.
You know, but, you know, the new iPhone's getting delayed and stuff like that. Like, just like PC parts, you know, like chipsets and stuff like that, like stuff like that, like they can potentially be delayed and stuff like that. Yeah, but who knows? You know, we have so many. We have like what, like 7 months, 8 months away from from the release of PS5 and Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
For sure, they're being released in November. That's for sure. As with every console generation, like they always release November.
But do you think we're gonna get a console delay due to coronavirus?
I hope not, dude, because I want that PS5, you know, so I can play God of War.
Dude, I know, you're so terrible.
I know.
But yeah. I think coronavirus saved E3 this year.
I think so, dude. I think so too.
Thanks, coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much like all articles, like some like nothing trailers that we talked about, but I guess we could go into trailers. Let me see. Oh, I guess to keep news going, Death Stranding and Horizon Zero Dawn are coming to PC.
Yeah.
Well, we already talked about Death Stranding, but Horizon Zero Dawn is officially coming to PC.
That's kind of good because like it's still a Sony exclusive.
Yeah.
I think they're doing that just because they want PC players to actually like play at their full potential, you know, how the game was meant to be played. And meaning, you know, high PC specs, playing at a higher frame rate, you know, 4K, whatever you want. The thing is, yeah.
No, I thought of something.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, that's good because now once these PC players get their hands on this game, and I know for a fact they're gonna fucking make a new sequel for the PS5. That's gonna encourage PC gamers to buy a PS5 to play Horizon Zero Dawn because they mentioned in the article saying that don't get any ideas that Sony's gonna be releasing I guess it's just for Horizon Zero Dawn because.
And Death Stranding.
Yeah, and I guess they just want PC players to play it and see if they like it. And if they like it, they'll release a sequel exclusively for the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
And then in order to play the new sequel, you're going to have to buy a PS5 console. Yeah. So that's I think that's the way they're trying to do it, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. It's a marketing strategy, you know? Release Horizon Zero Dawn in the summer. When PlayStation 5 releases, guess what's going to be dropping the same day as PlayStation 5? Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Fuck out of here, really?
No, they didn't mention that. That's the marketing strategy.
Yeah.
They're going to get PC players to get Horizon Zero Dawn on PC in the summer. And then when it drops in November, guess who's dropping with the PlayStation 5? It's Horizon Zero Dawn 2. Mm-hmm. And PC players are going to be like, dang, now I got to get PlayStation 5 because I really enjoy Horizon Zero Dawn. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I don't get is that PlayStation players are getting so salty that PC...
Yeah, honestly, like, that's fanboyism, honestly.
Yeah.
People get butthurt.
Hashtag not a fanboy, but man, I'm so pissed. Nah.
Yeah. Honestly, kind of, because, you know, PC players, you know, they tend to talk shit, you know, about consoles.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you got the best, you know, you got the best of all worlds, you know, you got the PS5, PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, and PC.
blessed, but yeah, I don't have that footstool anymore.
Yeah, I can see why people get butthurt, you know. Honestly, yeah. Like, I feel like they feel like Sonny let them down, you know.
I can see it that they're butthurt. I just don't understand why. Like, we all love video games.
Yeah,
because
they don't want PC players to play it. That's how.
Yeah, they don't want
fanboyism, right?
Like,
there,
you know? How are you gonna call yourself like? I don't know, not to say a true video gamer, but how are you gonna say like yeah, I hated that PC got Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, because like they just don't want PC gamers.
The only thing that I can understand is that say you have a PC and a PlayStation like me, and I bought Horizon Zero Dawn for PlayStation 4, but I never beat it. But yeah. Now I want to play it on my PC so I can play it at the way it's supposed to be played. You know, like how would they come? Obviously, you just rebuy it again.
Yeah, you have to rebuy it.
But, like, I wonder what it is. Supposedly, this is going to be the complete edition, so it's going to come with all the DLC and stuff. But I wonder what the price is.
$60.
You think it's going to be 60? Because for the complete edition, you get for, I think, 30 or 20 bucks for PlayStation.
Oh, shit. They're going to bust the Nintendo Switch. You know how when Resident Evil 5 came out, it was $60 on the Switch? They're going to do it again here. $60 for PC.
It's not. Resident Evil 5 is not $60 on Switch.
No, I mean, bucks. No, I mean, when it came out? Oh, when it released on the Switch?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
30
yeah.
bucks.
Really?
Resident Evil 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 30 bucks.
My bad. But you know, at the time, you know, like, on the PS4, it was $5 or $10, $15. No, it was $60, right?
No, I think it's 40.
I forgot.
Because I remember I told you Resident Evil 4 was on sale for 20 bucks, and you were like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I remember.
So I think it's 40, but...
Yeah, it's like when Doom came out for the Switch, like 2 years later or mm-hmm. a year later after the PS4, it was $60, and on the PS4, it was like $20. So they're going to do the same thing. They're going to make it $60 for PC gamers.
I hope it's 40 bucks. I pay 40 bucks for a PC version.
Yeah.
But 60 bucks is like, fuck, I pay 60 bucks all over again.
Yeah,
God
they're
damn
most
it.
Likely going to do it $60, dude. They're trying to...
I think it'll be $60, you know, now that I think about it. Yeah. Gorilla's got to get their money back.
Yeah.
You know? And they're going to try to get it, you know?
Yeah.
Understandable. You know what I mean? Especially for PC players that don't even own a PlayStation, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I'm hyped for it. I'm probably going to rebuy it. But what I wanted to get into was that I wanted to say that for sure this year, I have a list of... I want to grind through all the PlayStation 4 exclusives before the PlayStation 5 comes out. So I had to beat the Uncharted collection because I never played an Uncharted game. I started Uncharted 1 and I got pretty far, but I just stopped for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat all of them, just the ones that I want to. Mm-hmm. I want to beat Astrobot, the VR game, Bloodborne.
Bloodborne, yeah.
The two Last of Us games, First Light and Second Son, The Last Guardian.
Order 1886, that's a good
game. That's one I have on the list.
Hands down, one of the best looking video games of all time, dude.
That
game looks like a CGI film.
They say that they're going to come out with a sequel called Order 1887.
Really? No, I heard something like that. But yeah, like off topic, but that game was gorgeous, dude. Like, just gorgeous. I really hope. I don't know if they have a 4K patch for the PS4 Pro, but damn, that game is really gorgeous, dude.
Yeah,
like, it's hands down one of the best looking games I played.
Yeah, but yeah, I do want to grind through some PlayStation 4 exclusives before PlayStation 5 comes out. But another part of me is that like, you're gonna be able to play on PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
But then again, it's not guaranteed that it's going to have an upscale.
Really? Okay.
Like an upscale to what the PlayStation 5 can do. Obviously, it's going to have faster load times and stuff, but it's not going to be guaranteed that it's going to... Like, say, Spider-Man, right? They're not going to upscale it to 8K like they say their games play, but you know what I mean? You know what? I am going to do it. I'm going to play all the Uncharted. For sure, I will play all the Uncharted before PlayStation 5 comes out.
Yeah, for sure. Uncharted 1 is kind of outdated, the gameplay.
I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to play it.
All right, for sure.
But I heard it's really short.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you get to play the second one fast.
Cool. Yeah.
Second one is like the best one, dude. Second,
is it?
Yeah, it's so fucking good.
Yeah, I can't wait. For sure, I do want to play Uncharted. Mm-hmm. I've heard so many great things. And everyone keeps talking about it. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
But then I got to take off Horizon off my list because now I'm just going to play on my PC. But another news article, I guess. Mario finally, I guess Nintendo signed a deal with Lego.
Yeah.
And they come out with Lego Mario. Have you seen the set?
I've seen them. They're big though, right? They're not your typical.
They're pretty small.
Is it? But I saw the Mario Lego. It looked kind of big.
It's probably no bigger than the microphone. Yeah. Probably like
so. It's not like the traditional, you know, like Lego set, you know?
Yeah,
Lego
it's Mac. It's like its own edition of Lego. I didn't look into it, like at details. I'm just based off what the trailer shows. Mm-hmm. It looks like Mario has Bluetooth connected to it, mm-hmm. and so does the other pieces. Like, you can actually play, like, a Mario level with these Legos. Like, you know how they have, like, racetracks for Hot Wheels? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that, but Mario, like, you just lift up Mario, you walk him on the track, you hit a piranha or a gopher or a shell, and it, like, has, like, on his chest, like, it has, like, if he gets hurt, like, you'll go, like, Mamma Mia, yeah. or whatever. Like, if you hit a block with his head, then, like, coins pop out of his chest. Like, it looks really cool.
For sure.
I thought that looked interesting as fuck, but, yeah, Lego Mario is coming soon.
For sure.
I can only imagine. Imagine, like, they make all those Lego games, and they do so good.
With Mario.
Imagine they make a Lego Mario collection. That'd be sick. Like, a Super Mario World, Super Mario World 2, Super Mario World 3. Like,
they did Paper Mario. There's a possibility, no?
Dude, that would be so dope. I never played a Paper Mario game, but
yeah.
Imagine just Lego getting access to this whole collection of Mario games and then making a Lego Mario game.
That's a huge deal, you know, with Warner Bros., you know?
Yeah. Dude, imagine in Mario Maker 2, they make a Lego Mario, like, selection level. Yeah. That'll be so dope. Damn, I didn't even think about this. I thought of the Lego collection, but I didn't think about Super Mario Maker 2. Mm-hmm. That'll be so sick. I'll be so hyped on that. But, nonetheless, we got... The only gameplay trailer that I wrote down was Alien Hominide Invasions. You saw that one, right?
Which one? No.
It's that a little yellow alien. Alien Hominide Invasion. It's pretty much by the same people that made Castle Crashers, Pit People, Battle Block Theater. The studio is called Behemoth Studios. It's like a giant fat chicken. But nonetheless, it's a really old game. It's not a remaster. It's a brand new game. But the original Alien Hominide... It's so hard. It's couch co-op. You can play up to four people and you're little aliens and you're basically taking over Earth. Mm-hmm. But it is so difficult, dude. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like...
Is it a story-based game, multiplayer game?
Or... Yeah, it's a story... It's not like hardcore story-driven, but like, it has story to it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a Simpsons arcade machine. Mm-hmm. Like, you just go through the story, you try to save Maggie and stuff, but you're aliens. There's a lot of customization. There's some mini games in this game. If you play Battle Block Theater, it kind of looks like that. But picture like arcade mode, like the Simpsons arcade. You're fighting, you're going around, you're hitting enemies and stuff. Like one of those arcade machines. It looks really dope and really fun. They haven't had a set release date, but for sure I'm definitely copying that. I had some other stuff, but that's pretty much just it.
Sure.
Doom Eternal comes out next week. Animal Crossing comes out next week, March 20th. So definitely go get your pre-orders in if you're really really a fan for it. But I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Doom Eternal. You better pass Doom before Doom Eternal comes out.
I'm going to play it when you leave right now. Actually, I might play
it. No, let's play it right now.
Call of Duty Warzone is out. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I say definitely go check that out.
Free to play.
Yeah, it's free to play. Go get it. Crossplay, whatever. It's add me. Crossbreast Skates, Battle.net. We could get into the final segment. We could talk about would you rather or some questions that I asked the Discord to send in.
Yeah. Let's see.
Scarlet Speedster writes in. He's the only homie that writes in.
Oh my god.
So you're right there. Nah, Wild Thunder sends in some questions too sometimes, and Damien. If you guys want, we got a Discord channel called the local podcast. You can send in your questions or your mm-hmm. would you rather and submissions, whatever, but nonetheless, Scarlet Speedster says, "Hello, West Coast fellas. Based, you don't know anime, but based anime you've watched, what food from a show has gotten you through most excited to try? And I'm excluding ramen for obvious reasons. LOL. An example for me is a street dumplings on a stick. They look delicious, and one day when I go to Japan, they'll be the first thing I want to try. Have a great week and cowabunga." Yeah. Instead of anime for you, because you don't watch other anime, or you could pick from anime you have watched. Mm-hmm. What is a food that you've seen that you want to try that you haven't tried?
Spirited Away. When they're eating a lot, there's a scene when I think she's eating ramen or I don't know. I forget, but the senzo bean though. I'd like to try that out.
A senzu bean? Like, just get your ass kicked and just eat a senzu bean?
I just want to see how it feels. I'm sure it gives you, like, a good high, you know? Okay. I'm not enjoying it. But you know what I mean. I mean, for something like that, it just boosts you up after getting your ass whipped. Like, mm-hmm. it must be a good feeling, you know? Like, mm-hmm. like the endomorphins, whatever it's called, you know, like fucking yeah. racing through your blood veins and stuff like that, whatever it's, you know.
For but, sure.
Yeah, it sends it to me.
Sends it to me?
Yeah.
For sure, anything that they cook in Food Wars. There's this show called Food Wars, an anime, and everything this person eats, because his name's Yukihiro Soma, anything that guy cooks, they just have foodgasms. Like, they yeah. just love it so much. Like, their clothes rip off and everything. He's, yeah, dude. It's
from being
crazy.
Fat or what? Like,
they get no, like, or... just from food gas. Like, they have a foodgasm. Like, a fuck. Food orgasm. It's like me when I eat Johnny's. That's what happens when they eat their when they eat his food. Anything that guy makes looks so... Anything in that show that they make looks so delicious, dude. Mm-hmm. There's, like, they cook this eggs with rice. Like, in I think in the first episode or the second episode. It looks delicious. I want it so bad. Bro. It looks so good. Either that or go to a Korean barbecue and they just make it. Because when they go to Korean barbecue in anime, it looks so good. But when I go to Korean barbecue in person, I probably don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
But it looks so good in the anime.
Yeah, because it's strong, you know?
Yeah, I don't know, but it looks really good. What's another thing? I can't think of anything. I know I want to try their kebabs. Their kebabs look pretty good. Like, when it has a lot of sword and meat. Oh! In One Piece, Luffy's always eating on a big piece of meat on a stick. I have a plushie here, and it's a big piece of meat on a stick. I don't know why. It looks so good. Yeah, I want to try that, whatever that is.
Like, rib? Is it like a piece of
no,
rib?
No, it just looks like a piece of meat on a stick.
For sure.
It just looks really good. I want to eat it.
Sounds like it.
But, yeah, that's the only question we got. Thank you, Scarlet Speedster. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like I said, join our Discord. It's really I've been inviting a lot of people. A lot of people have been coming in. We have a total of about like 18 people are in our chat. So if we can get more people in there and get the community started, it'll be a really fun place to hang out. You know, pretty much Discord is like a group chat, but like Skype. But not like Skype. Pretty much a more organized group chat instead of like a text channel or just tweeting to us or just DMing us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can literally just add us in there and we will always see it. We can always see your messages and everything. It's a public place for everyone to come hang out, you know? We got like a question section, basically where we talk about video game section, an anime section, movie section. We have a little animal section, but I don't think anyone's posted anything in
Animal
there.
Crossing.
But nonetheless, I say join the Discord. We have a link to it in the description below, you know. But yeah, nonetheless, that's episode 25 of the local podcast.
Yeah, 25 already.
And if you haven't noticed, we got a brand new mic.
Yeah.
Oh, and shout out to you, Phoenix. If you're listening, we miss you. If you haven't noticed, Phoenix hasn't been on the show in a while, but that's because we've just been busy. Our schedules don't line up. But I started the show with Phoenix originally, but he sadly moved to Texas.
Yeah.
And no joke, like, when the last day he was here, dude, I was like, fuck, dude, this sucks. It's so weird. It's like, it's not that, like, he's gone forever, but it's not going to be easy to see him again. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you lose something. Like, I've been through, like, a lot, like, where, like, people come and go or, like, they just... Like, they die, and I can't see him again, you know what I mean? But, like, when Phoenix left, it was like, dang, like, I know he's not dead, but, like...
He's not going to be in your presence, you know?
Yeah, like, I won't be able to see... Yeah, I'll be able to hear his voice, but it's not going to be the same as where I could, like, go to the skate park and say, hey, what's up, dude? Like, give him a high five, hug him and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he's just gone. Like, he moved to Texas. He's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But nonetheless, just the feeling of... I never thought in my life I would experience where one of my closest friends is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Like, move away somewhere where I won't be able to hang out with them anymore. It sucks, but nonetheless, he did it for good reasons. He's going to be with his girlfriend and stuff. He loves her. And I got him a going away gift. I basically got him a, like, not like I got him a brand new PC, but I got him PC parts so he could build it over there. I sent it to his girlfriend and stuff, so that was pretty cool.
That was really nice.
But yeah, it's basically got on the PC just so we could always stay in touch, like play zombies. Basically get, and so he could come back on the podcast, you know what I mean? That'd be really cool. Yeah, that'd be really cool. We could have him on the screen right here.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. But yeah, nonetheless, miss you, Phoenix. But we'll basically talk soon. But Nonetheless, that was episode 25 of the Local Podcast. You can find us on YouTube, Audio Boom, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and please join our Discord. It's really dope. I'm trying to make it really dope. At least we need more people, but nonetheless, share us, rate us, leave a comment. Leave comments on the YouTube channel if you ask questions. If you don't want to join our Discord, it's totally fine. Leave us comments. Give us a rating. I'm trying to share our podcast to get us more out there. You know what I mean?
Give it that thumbs up. That like button on YouTube.
Yeah, nonetheless, you got any final words?
It's been a good night, you know? It's been a good night after all what's going on, you know, with this pandemic. But other than that, like, it's a pleasure, you know, doing this with you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to wish Phoenix, you know, good luck, you know, Texas.
Yeah, most definitely. He's good. He's got a job or everything lined up. But nonetheless, we'll see you later.
All right. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Bye!